gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yep, every week we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having a blast putting these shows together for you, and I appreciate your listening. Last week, I asked Terry what my theme should be this week, and she said telephones. Now, I'm not sure why. Could be because of all the different solicitations and spam phone calls we get. It could be that we get a bunch of phone calls also through VIP for the lost and found and other kinds of help that we can provide them. And at first, I made fun of that suggestion, but then about a half a dozen lines popped into my head, and so here we are with a show about telephones. And what better way to start it off than with the big bopper and Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the big bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But. But, oh, honey, but, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
I rented my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing to lolly lolly shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing to lolly lolly shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door, singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone and you just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can you believe that? And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine?
My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was
was a-talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get in any way you can, right? So I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when he told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling a singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
That was Fort Worth native Tex Beneke and his band with Pennsylvania 65,000, a song that was made famous by Glenn Miller, but and an orchestra, by the way, Glenn Miller Orchestra, that Tex played with for a long time, often as the lead sax, as you heard him right there playing a little saxophone as well. After Glenn died in World War II, Tex formed his own band, often playing with Glenn Miller style, and he often recorded with fellow Miller alumni. Before Tex and his band, we heard Mary Wilson with Telephone Man. She was born in Japan on a military base, raised in Georgia, and she earned a degree in music from Indiana and a master's degree in music education, at which point she moved to Dallas, and she learned how to play guitar there, and after a car accident, she moved to Atlanta, and she recorded some jingles, which is where she got her break and became known for recording model novelty songs with double entendres, with Telephone Man being the first. she recorded an updated version of Telephone Man called Internet Man in 1999, which we're probably going to have to play sometime in the future here on this show. And we let off with Giles Perry Richardson Jr., also known as the Big Bopper, with Chantilly Lace. The song came out in 1958. His career, of course, was cut short in the famous plane crash the day the music died on February 2nd, 1959. And along with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and the pilot, Roger Peterson. And Buddy had chartered the plane on the 11th night of this tour because it was cold, their bus had broken down twice, and he was tired of it. And his bandmates, Tommy Alsup and Waylon Jennings, were supposed to fly with Buddy, but Richie Valens flipped a coin with Alsup for his seat on the plane, and he won. The Big Bopper was feeling pretty sick with the flu, so Waylon gave up his seat to the Bopper. And after hearing his bandmates gave up their seats, Buddy said, "Well, I hope your old bus freezes again." And Waylon said, "Well, I hope your plane crashes." And Waylon said that those words haunted him all the rest of his life. You're listening to Songs About Telephones here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your lead researcher and host, Jeff Fletcher. Thank you for listening. And this next set is two rather different versions of the same song. The telephone is playing a prominent role in both of them. And we're going to start off with Roy Orbison and his take on Memphis.
I know.
Yeah, that was Lonnie Mack and Memphis. Pretty groundbreaking instrumental based on the song Memphis by Chuck Berry. And it was first released in 1959. Lonnie's version came out in 1963 on the album Wham! That Memphis Man. Went out, I think it went all the way up to number 5 on the pop charts and then 4 and B on the R&B charts. The next year, Johnny Rivers recorded it, and it went up to number 2 on the charts. The song's been covered over 40 or 50 times, at least that I could count. Lonnie grew up in Cincinnati, in the area of West Harrison, Indiana, just over the border from Harrison, Ohio, where I did some substitute teaching in 1971. Didn't run into him there, but saw him in a bar there. He's Texan by my definition because he came to Austin in his later years at the urging of his good friend Stevie Ray Vaughan, and in fact, played a couple duets from those two here on Boogie Back in the past. Before Lonnie, we heard Roy Orbison's version of Memphis, Tennessee. It came out in 1973 on his album Memphis. And listeners to Boogie Back know that Roy was born in Vernon, Texas, way up on the border with Oklahoma, kind of in the neck of the panhandle there. He got his first guitar at age 6, and at age 8, he was singing on a local radio show. He played in a rockabilly band and then a country band, and he saw Elvis, who was only a year older than Roy Orbison, and he saw Elvis perform in Odessa, Texas. And then he saw Johnny Cash when he came through that area shortly after Elvis came through. And Johnny Cash performed on the same TV local TV station as Roy's band, the Wink Westerners, played on. And Johnny suggested that Roy contact Sam Perkins at Sun Records. And Sam Phillips didn't like that very well, but later on he listened to him again. And he decided to go ahead and sign up Roy Orbison along with, of course, at that time, he also had Elvis and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash all in the same label. Quite a bit of rockabilly right there. After a brief time, things really took off from there. You are listening to Songs Related to Telephones here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, ringing them up for you. Thanks for listening.
From Vashon Thriftway, locally owned and operated since 1965, and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at VashonThriftway.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at THSRestaurant.com.
Well, thanks to those folks. And next up are a couple of songs that have been really popular in the past, and telephones and even the entire telephone system play a major role in them. We're going to lead off with Cindy Hoyt's favorite band, The Monkees, as they just can't hear the phone in this train station as they go to the last train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for later kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station.
reservation, don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Oh, singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita line is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretched down sound won't ever stay in the strain. And I need you more than want you.
And I need you more than want you.
And I want you. Wichita line is still on the line, still on the line.
That was the great Jimmy Webb song, Wichita Lineman, performed by, and one of the most unique performances of that song I think I've ever heard. Get this, the Texas Tornadoes with Freddie Fender on the lead vocal, Michelle Schacht primarily on backup vocals, and Glenn Campbell singing his own song. that he made famous anyway. I got that from an album called Loungepalooza that came out in 1997 on Hollywood Records. And also on that record, interestingly, is a recording by Chris Ballew, then of the Presidents of the United States of America, now an Islander and better known as Casper Baby Pant, for Wichita Lyman. Michelle Schacht, of course, is from Dallas, Texas, and the Texas Tornadoes are from San Antonio. Freddie Fender himself came from San Benito, Texas, way, way down in the valley. Before Wichita Lyman, we heard The Monkees with a classic, Last Train to Clarksville, first appeared on their 1996 album that came out called The Monkees, and the song hit number one, and the album itself spent 13 weeks at number one and a total of 78 weeks on the charts. Pretty amazing. The Monkees are a Texas band because Michael Nesmith was born in Houston, and he moved to Dallas when he was about four, and his parents divorced, and he went there with his mom. And aside from his role with The Monkees, he's been quite a songwriter and producer, and he also was executive producer of the film Repo Man. If you haven't seen that, you might want to check it out. You are listening to Inside Scoops, as well as songs about telephones from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I am your host and primary researcher, Jeff Fletcher, and I appreciate your tuning in. Next up on the wire are three songs from people who are at the end or past the end of relationships, and the telephone is a reminder and a vehicle in some ways of those lost loves. We're going to lead off with Monty Warden with an absolutely beautiful song, Just to Hear Your Voice.
I call you on the phone every night about this time. I've been feeling so alone. I hope that you don't mind. Don't you left me with no choice but to call you on the phone just to hear your voice. I don't see how you could know the way I'm missing you. But believe me, I'm trying to. I call you on the phone every night about this time. I've been feeling so alone. I hope that you don't mind.
Has left me with no choice. What's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. As I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings and once again I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die.
The very dramatic Vicky Carr out of El Paso, Texas, and the song It Must Be Him, where she hasn't yet given up on that relationship, even though she knows it's hurtful. And she went to high school with fashion designer Bob Mackey, and her first single to reach success was He's a Rebel. In 1962, Phil Spector, that sly devil, heard her cutting that song, and he immediately recorded a cover version and built it to the Crystals, and that version reached number one in the U.S. And as I've mentioned before, she has achieved the rare feat of performing for five presidents during her career: Nixon, Ford, Ronnie Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. And her greatest success, however, was in the Latin world, with a whole bunch of Grammy nominations and quite a few Grammys as well. Before Vicky, we heard Leanne Womack from Jacksonville, Texas, with Last Call from her 2008 album Call Me Crazy. In this one, Leanne has learned from the past experiences not to answer that call, and I've played a lot of her music lately, and obviously so have others, because she's two Grammy nominations this past year, one for her album The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, and one for the song All the Trouble from that album. You've heard that song on this show at least once before. And we let off with little-known Monty Warden and the song Just to Hear Your Voice, and he was part of a band called The Wagoneers that was active in the 80s, when we were in Austin, and they started in about 86, I think, but they quit not that long afterwards in 89, and they just had two albums and some rave reviews under their belt, but their popularity never took off. Monty went ahead and did some solo work, and this song was on his self-titled album that was released in 1993, but not much from him since then. Tony Price has also recorded that song and done a pretty nice job of that as well. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we are listening to songs about telephones from Texas musicians, and you may have noticed that most of these songs are older songs. There's one song by Beyonce I did not play. It's called Video Phone, and with Mr. Wiener and Mr. Bezos both having a little problem with telephones and video phones, I thought I'd just let that one slide a little bit. I'm your host, anyway, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
On programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting lots of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation, Vashon style.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, so far tonight, we have focused on songs where telephones have played a role in people, usually lovers or lost loves, trying to connect. So we're going to switch paths literally and hear two songs about a very specific road in Houston, Texas, called Telephone Road. And the imagery from both these artists in telling that story about that telephone road and Houston in general really, really rings true to me. I've driven on that road, but I've not hung out too much on Telephone Road like Steve Earle has, and you're going to hear him right now with his take on Telephone Road.
My brother Jim and my other brother Jack off down to Houston and never come back. Mama wasn't gonna let her baby go yet, but there ain't nobody hiring back in Lafayette. Working all week for a Texaco check.
save my money, but Jimmy says no. Says he got a little honey on Telephone Road. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This Louisiana, your mama won't know. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking on Telephone Road. Telephone Road's 10 miles long. To car lots and 100 honky tonks.
Come on, come on, come on.
Jukebox blasting and a beer bottle's ring.
Come on, come on, come on, let's go.
Jimmy banging on a pinball machine.
Come on.
Ripping at an all-out roar. Barmaid smiling at a telephone rope. Dressed up fit to kill on telephone row. Telephone row. Telephone row. Barbecue and beer on ice. A salty watermelon slice. At the little taste of paradise on telephone row.
Perfect. That was Roddy Crowell, Houston native, if you couldn't tell. And his look at Telephone Road in Houston, that came from his 2001 album, The Houston Kid. And Rodney, quite the songwriter, influenced by Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt, as a whole bunch of people have been. And he played guitar and sang with Emmylou Harris's band for about 3 years. And later, he and Emmylou teamed up for the album Old Yellow Moon, which won Best Americana Album in 2014. And one of his most recent albums, Close Ties, was released just in 2017, has another great song about Houston called East Houston Blues, and you've heard that song here on Boogie Back before. Before Rodney, we heard Steve Earle with Telephone Road from his 1997 album, El Corazon. Steve grew up in the San Antonio area, and he began learning guitar at about age 11. Ran away from home at 14 to follow his hero, Townes Van Zandt, and after dropping out of school, he moved to Houston with his 19-year-old uncle, which is probably not the best influence in the world. He moved to Nashville, where he was a prolific songwriter for himself and for others, and he fought through addiction, and interestingly, he wrote a novel called I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, describing the life of a morphine-addicted doctor in San Antonio before Roe v. Wade, and this doctor treats gunshot wounds and provides illegal abortions to poor women. We're going to head out the door, this telephone edition, to Boogie Back to Texas with two versions of a Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn song called The Telephone Song. And the first is by Stevie Ray and Jimmy from their 1990 album, the only album that they recorded together, called Family Style. And the second song is from a Stevie Ray tribute concert that was held on Austin City Limits. And that included Jimmy Vaughn, Bonnie Raitt, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, Art Neville, Dr. John. And featured on this cut is B.B. King, but everybody else is playing in the background. You can hear them well. A bunch of great musicians with this telephone song. We're going to start off then with Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn and Telephone Song.
By the telephone, I was missing you. Oh, Without this next guy, there wouldn't be any electric blues as we know it. Today, it wouldn't even be close because we're all trying to sound like him and still are, every one of us. So put your hands together for the great, the one and only B.B. King.
Thank you.
You just heard a great band on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. See you next week.